We do it every week.
Every week.
Uh-huh. The Power Surge, and this is, we are going into week 15. So coming out of week 14, the teams that I had ranked last week, and I do this, week, 1 through 6. If you're new to the program, 1 through 6 is where I rank the teams, and I kind of let everybody know who's just on the outside looking in. And last week, on the outside looking in, and teams that were trying to figure out if they can hang on, because Tampa was one of those teams just scratching and clawing to hang on. A lot of injuries. Carolina Panthers, one of those teams as well. And Detroit, our very own Detroit Lions, scratching and clawing to keep on. Kansas City, Green Bay, all out last week. Dallas, obviously, out last week. Carolina, Houston, Buffalo, Indy, the Chargers, Jacksonville, and San Francisco. Did any of them do enough this week or show enough to be able to be bumped up into the top 6? So I'm going to give you a little bit of this week's just out. In fact, I'll give you a reminder real quick. Week 14, number 6 was Philly. Number 5, Chicago. Seattle was at 4. The Rams at 3. Denver at 2. And New England was at number 1. Mm-hmm. So on the outside, looking in, kind of at the bottom of things and teams that I think are pretty much toast. Indy, toast.
Hey. Yep.
Great job at the trade deadline. Not working out for
done.
You. Kansas City.
Good luck with Philip Rivers.
Yeah, 6-7 right now. Not mathematically eliminated, however.
Logically eliminated.
Yes. Tampa is still in the mix.
Struggling, though.
Yeah, totally short. And Carolina, like, okay, there's going to be one team that has to win that division. Is it possible that one of those teams wins the division with 8 wins?
They play each other, so I'm going to say no.
Do they play each other once, though?
Twice.
Oh, they play each other twice. So somebody, you know, they could split, and that might be their only win.
Yeah.
some comedy in what's going on here, because there are some divisions that are awful. There are some divisions that are spectacular. Dallas, again,
done.
Not
well,
mathematically eliminated, and Philly has lost 3 in a row.
Yep.
Hey, great job at the trade deadline, Philly. Baltimore, 6-7, Pitt, 7-6.
Yeah, you don't need to consider them right now.
Somebody has to win the division.
No, I know, but they shouldn't be in power surge consideration.
No. Detroit, outside looking in, 8-5, although coming off a nice win against Dallas. Buffalo, 9-4. They've got a big matchup this week at New England.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. That was a big win in Buffalo for New England. Can Josh Allen, can he rally the troops? The Chargers, on the outside looking in, and some of this is, I almost put them in simply because they are finding ways to continue to win, even though they're injured, and huge Justin Herbert fan. And I only continue to grow as a Justin Herbert fan because he had surgery on his non-throwing hand, had a plate installed. He's still out there. I thought it was amazing. And I love the fact, and not going to name his name, but the adjustments made for Justin Herbert. If he's supposed to hand the ball off, yeah, the running back's coach is a great coach. If they has to hand the ball off with his left hand, a little pitch.
Yeah.
All right, and a great adjustment. Get Omarion Hampton back, so hey, we'll see what they end up doing. Jacksonville, still on the outside looking in, but they just keep winning. It's kind of that team that I give no respect to, but they're 9-4.
John, they're going
to
end up winning like 11, 12 games.
I know. How?
I know.
Okay. Defense, I'll tell you. That's
turnovers.
How. Yeah. San Francisco, 9-4. Still on the outside looking in because we only put 6 teams in. Chicago gets bumped out with that loss. Philly, losing 3 in a row. I already mentioned it, 8-5. Still winning their division, but
not in the top 6.
No. Hey, again, nice job at the trade deadline. Only 1 sack. Jalen Phillips happened to be against the Lions.
I was going to say, let's not tutor too much. We didn't do anything.
Well, I'm just, my point is, all those teams that did something,
I will
talk about it later. Number 6, the Green Bay Packers at 9-3-1.
Not in the top 6?
No, I just said number six.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Listen. And here's part of why I think their offense, while their offense isn't great, I think getting Christian Watson back has really helped that offense. If they can just simply stay healthy at the skilled position, and you know, keep looking at Rashawn Gary, Micah Parsons, the ability to pressure quarterbacks. And there's going to be a theme here. The top 6 teams, all of them I would say are whether they metrically are in the top six of defenses, because you can make numbers say whatever you want. Yeah. I think these are all top defenses in the NFL.
For Green Bay, 4-0 in their division, first place in the North. They're favored the next time they go to Chicago. They are clearly in the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm. Number five, Houston.
And we discussed pre-show. We didn't think you had the guts to do it.
Oh, didn't think I had the guts to do it. And you actually mentioned this before we went live on air. Yep. There's a team. You're no way you're going to put them. And I knew instantly you were talking about Houston. So number five, written in ink. All right. Not in pencil. Didn't scratch anything out. Houston, 8-5 right now. And getting C.J. Stroud back, being able to keep their heads above water with a backup quarterback. We always said that, hey, if a team goes with their starting quarterback goes down, he was out for 3 weeks with a concussion. How many teams would that ruin their season? It didn't, and it didn't because of their defense. They are playing almost as good a defense as you're going to find in the NFL. Seattle is at number four, and I know there's a lot of people that are going to say, oh, Sam Darnold, he can't win the big one. They're 10-3 right now. They have what I would say is the best receiver, playing as the best receiver, Justin Smith and Jigba, in the NFL right now. He's having an unbelievable season, and I think this is actually the best defense in the NFL. From the front that they're able to apply pressure with four, sometimes even with three. Yep. The back end they have is just tremendous. Denver comes in at number three, and they're here simply because they lead in sacks by, what, 12?
That's ridiculous.
Over the rest of the NFL. I can't remember the exact number is right now, but 11-2. The reason that they're not any higher is their offense has a tendency to become anemic. Bo Nix, not a top-line quarterback, but Sean Payton, top-level coach. He's getting as much as he possibly can out of them, and they're finding ways to win games. They're all close games, and I think that'll eventually bite them in the backside as we get towards the end of the season, maybe even the playoffs. Number two. Now, remember, last week I had the New England Patriots at one. They don't play, but they do get bumped down to the two spot. New England, 11-2. And I think they have the best combination in all three phases. When you look offense, defense, special teams, they are playing at an elite level right now. And as I mentioned, they host Buffalo this weekend. So a statement game for them, an opportunity to stake their claim as the best team in the league, and to possibly separate themselves from Denver.
It would all but clinch the division. It may even clinch
the
division.
No, it will clinch the division this weekend, yeah. So number one team is the Rams, and I mentioned New England, best combination of all three phases. The Rams, I think, best offense. It's high-flying. They've got a number of different weapons. They've continued to develop a couple of running backs in the backfield, but the one detriment that they have is being able to protect Matthew Stafford. Now, he's got great pocket presence. He's playing at maybe an MVP level, maybe is the MVP right now. But they are, Havenstein, their tackle, is out. He's on IR. Mm-hmm. And they do struggle to protect him a little bit. He gets the ball out quick. Defensively, that front seven is a nightmare. An absolute nightmare. They can pressure the quarterback from all four guys up front. They do a great job of working in some blitzes. They stop the run. They're tough. Now, the one weakness I have, I don't think they're great on special teams, but they score so many points offensively. And if they don't get that first down on a punt return, hey, it doesn't matter. The offense comes in and takes over.
I have a hard time finding a weakness for this team. So you mentioned the Stafford. He's only been sacked 17 times this year. It's 29th among NFL quarterbacks. And when he does get hit, quarterbacks tend to get all kinds of jumbled up. He's a tough SOB. He'll step right back in and fire in a football.
He is. The reason I say a protection issue is there are times when he could find Nacua downfield or Davante Adams. He just doesn't have enough time. So he does do a great job of getting rid of the ball. Sometimes it's in the dirt. Sometimes it's thrown away. Sometimes it's a pass to a running back.
But they are a top 10 defense against the run, top 10 in sacks. They've got a quarterback leading an MVP charge with not one but two bona fide wide receiver ones. Davante Adams is playing like a wide receiver one, and everybody knows Puka. The team I would have been bold. I would have left Seattle out.
I know you don't like Seattle, but
I just don't.
You have a Sam Darnold issue.
I have a Sam Darnold issue. I think they have a Sam Darnold issue, and they don't really have any marquee wins. I know this isn't college football, but I don't see a lot of marquee wins for Seattle.
Not enough data points.
Well, they'll play the Rams a couple weeks from now.
I think he had the right six. I had Seattle at six. I'm kind of with Jim in that camp, but you have to respect what they've done. The big thing with me is Houston's up to four now. So they won five games in a row.
Six of seven.
Yep. Four of their wins this year against the Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, and Colts. Those are really good teams. Here's their five losses. All single-digit losses to the Rams, Bucks, Jags, Seahawks, Broncos. All playoff teams.
Yeah.
This defense is becoming elite. I think I would put them in the Super Bowl right now as the AFC representative.
It's bold, but you can make a case. Yep. It's wide open in the AFC. It's the Power Surge 97.1.